He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's October 30th. Do you know where your house is this morning? Boy, I tell you what, watching these films of what's going on back on the East Coast, I'm happy to be here on the West Coast in sunny San Diego today. The markets are closed again today, but you know what? I got something real useful for you here today. I think it will come in very, very handy. In fact, we'll take this today's show, break it up into about three or four segments, and put it up on the website as a lesson, a very important lesson. You know, one of the most important lessons that you can learn in the stock market is technical analysis. Yeah, I go through all of the particulars about stocks that have outperformed over the years and stocks that are cheap over the years. But, you know, in the end, I make my final decisions on when to buy and when to sell based on technical analysis. I've taught dozens and dozens of seminars, workshops on technical analysis, how to read charts, and I'm pretty confident I can do it over the radio here. So, you know, if you've got something to jot down a few notes, it might be important. Otherwise, just imagine these paintings, these pictures that I draw through my voice. Imagine them in your head, because that's what a stock does every day. It paints a picture. It paints a picture of where it's been, where it's headed, where it's going, and it's very important to know what that picture is telling you. I also am a big believer in keeping things very, very simple. Very simple. You don't have to make things complicated. All of this Fibonacci numbers, and yeah, I mean, someday you'll maybe want to take it that far, but you don't need to take it that far to understand technical analysis. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with your host, Bill Gunderson, professional money manager. How do I use technical analysis in my everyday wander through the stock market? Boy, I would be completely crippled without technical analysis. You know, there's a lot of people that they subscribe to one methodology or another as it relates to investing. Some folks consider themselves to be fundamental investors. They buy stocks with sound fundamentals, and they rarely look at a chart pattern. On the other hand, you got people that are pure technicians. You'll hear their arguments, and you'll hear the arguments on both sides. The technicians will tell you that I don't care about the fundamentals. The chart tells me everything I need to know. Maybe you're in that boat. A lot of people in that boat. A lot of people in the fundamental boat. You know, I've always come to the conclusion, why not use all the boats that are available to you? Why be just a value investor and be a strict adherent to value investing? I understand it's a discipline, and to be a disciple of Benjamin Graham or of Warren Buffett, one has to adhere to very strict guidelines. And I understand if you're a momentum investor, you also adhere to very strict guidelines, the Can-Slim guidelines, if you will. And the technical analysis will scoff at you if you say, look, this chart hitting new highs, I know it's got a good chart pattern, but the PE is 227. Does that worry you? Well, they'll scoff at you because they don't really think that fundamental analysis should be considered. And at the same time, the fundamental analysis guy will say to you, well, I don't care what the chart looks like. The fundamentals tell me everything I need to know. Well, you know what? I'm just one of these guys that likes to gather in as many bits and pieces of evidence that I can possibly gather in before I make a decision. I guess I'm an analytical type. But there are times, you know, when I get a little bit, impulsive myself and might buy without considering everything because I get excited by an exciting chart, a fresh new breakout. So why don't we just go through some of the basics of technical analysis and how important it is in your overall investment decision process. I believe it's absolutely vital. Okay, I think someone asked Warren Buffett the question one day, do you ever look at a chart of a stock before you buy it? And I think his answer was, what's a chart? Yeah, so I think you know the answer there with Warren Buffett as it relates to tech. He does not have a technician over there in Omaha looking for breakouts, looking for MACD crossovers, looking for the narrowing of the Bollinger Bands or an increase in volume. No, he's pretty much pure fundamentals and pure value. And it's worked for him over the years, obviously. I personally have never known a rich technician. I'm just saying it. I don't think that the market, just on technicals alone, now maybe there's some savvy day traders out there. They're obviously just using technicals, but they're also buying fundamentally strong stocks a lot of times, maybe unbeknownst to them, why the stock is going up. But to be honest with you, is there a mutual fund out there that's called the Technician Special that has clobbered the market over time? At least Warren Buffett can say, yeah, over the long haul, I've clobbered the market. So you know what? Let's balance it all out. Let's use the best of all worlds, and let's determine how technical analysis fits in with our fundamental analysis, with our performance analysis, with our safety analysis, and how it helps determine the timing of when to buy and when to sell. Now, this discussion, as I was walking to work this morning in the wee hours of the morning, still dark, it's cold, it's chilly, not knowing what I'll face this day, knowing that the markets are still closed. More than likely, they'll be open tomorrow, some way, somehow, but for now, they're closed, so we deal with what we have. I thought, what am I going to talk about today? Well, there's lots of earnings in the news. There's some economic reports, but I thought, I received an email yesterday from a frustrated investor, and I've received the similar email many times over the years. Bill, I just started listening to you. I bought a few of the stocks that you mentioned, and I just happened to buy the ones that crashed, went down 23% after their earnings report. And my first blush is okay. Another guy, he thinks in 1 month I'm going to make him rich or whatnot. That's not how the market works. But, we established a conversation going back and forth with emails. And I realized that what was missing from his investment technique, well, number one, he was choosing some of the most volatile stocks from my aggressive growth list, saying, well, you recommended them. Yeah, I mean, they're in my newsletter, but I didn't tell you to buy them. I don't tell you when to buy them or when to sell them. And I thought to myself, what's missing here is technical analysis. And he also asked me questions about sell stops and when do you sell, when do you bail out of a stock. So on my way to work this morning, I said, you know what, this is a great opportunity, and we'll get this on record. We'll put it on the website. And when I have people write me similar emails, I'm going to give them the link. I'm going to say, listen to this, please, because this will help you immensely. All right? So let's start. Number one. As when to buy and when to sell. Okay, now you can analyze, you can find, I limit most of my buying to my top 200 stocks. They're ranked by performance and they're ranked by valuation, okay? And if they are in the top 200, that means they have a combination of strength and performance and valuation that puts them at the top 3, 4, 5% of the entire market. Okay, so now what I've done is I've identified candidates. Just because they're in the top 200 doesn't mean that I'm recommending that you run out and buy them. Think about it this way. When the NFL scouts go to the NFL combines and they take their booklet provided by Mel Kiper, who's the draft analyst, and he gives them a booklet and he's ranked all the prospects. They're still going to sit there and they're going to watch these prospects run through the hoops. They're going to talk to them, get to know them a little bit, their personality. They're going to do some research on these prospects. They may be top 200 prospects, but Mel Kiper is not saying, "Hey, I'm recommending that you draft this guy." You still have to do your own homework, okay? The stock market requires a lot of work. Now, the way I separate the men from the boys, so to speak, or the girls from the women is, number one, I just take a glance at a chart of the stock. Okay? I use 1 year charts. I don't use fancy candlesticks. I don't use a fancy any just a basic high low close chart. That's all I need. and I need a one-year chart so I can determine where the stock, what phase of its progression it currently is in. Is it in a sideways trend, an uptrend, a topping trend, or a downwards trend? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how to differentiate between the four trends. I'm going to tell you which trends you want to be careful of, which trends that you want to be buying, and I'm going to give you some examples so you can look them up at home and see exactly what I'm talking about. It's Technical Analysis 101 day. We may get to 102 towards the second half of the show. You're listening to Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager, President of Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. How do I use technical analysis in my everyday walk through the stock market in determining which of my top 200 to buy and when to buy them? And also, how do I make my sells? When to sell them? You know, there was a very basic way of analyzing charts that I think is a good way to begin with. There used to be a guy, I don't know if he's still around, named Stan Weinstein, the professional tape reader. He also published a book called The Professional Tape Reader, and he had a very simple system. And I think his very simple system would be almost good enough for most of you out there. I still use it to this day. You look at a stock chart, and you can practice doing this at home, and you determine whether a stock is in one of four stages right now. And think about it. It's got to be in one of these four. A stock is either in an uptrend. Okay, it's trending upwards. And I don't mean just the last couple of days. I mean like at least, for a few months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. Take a look and tell me what trend that is. It in a number one, a sideways trend. It's going sideways. I listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just looked at the Dow 30. There's currently 10 stocks going sideways, all right? And I'll give you some examples here in a minute. Number two is a stock in an uptrend. There's currently about 15. Half of the Dow stocks are currently in an uptrend. Just look at Home Depot, for instance. It's definitely in an uptrend. It's trending upwards. If you like to take long drives out into the country, you know the difference between a sideways trend. We've got some real flat. You go right down the gut of California on the Interstate 5, and it is pretty doggone flat for a long, long time. Conversely, if you take a trip to Las Vegas from Southern California, there's a pretty steep uptrend that takes you up. And then finally, you get into that downtrend that takes you down into the Las Vegas Valley, all right? And then there's also plateaus, okay? It's a plateau. It's neither an uptrend. It's neither a downwards trend, but it's at the top, and it's getting ready to roll over. So I look at stocks. And you can flip through stocks. You know, go to stockcharts.com. Go to freestockcharts.com. Go to yahoo.com. Go to microsoft.com. Enter in a bunch of stocks. Enter in a stock and write on it. Write it down. Is this in a sideways trend, which would be one? Is this in an uptrend, which would be two? Is this in a topping out trend? In other words, it's been going up for a long time, and it's starting to a plateau. Okay, that's a number three trend. Or is it in a downtrend, number four? Let me just give you a good example here. The best downtrend I could find in the Dow, and I want you to look up this chart when the show's over, I want you to look up Hewlett-Packard, HPQ. Okay, as of October 2012, this thing remains in a horrible, horrible downtrend. Okay, the best example of a number one trend that I can find, just basically just sideways. It's not making anybody any money. It's just in a sideways, boring trend. Alcoa would be a good example. AA, all right? Alcoa is not making anybody any money. It's not losing anybody any money. It's in a sideways trend. We call that number one. The best example of a stock that I can find in today's Dow, of a stock that's been going up for a long, long time, and now it has that very ominous topping out look to it, would be Disney. Take a look at Disney, DIS. You can see that for the last 10 months, this stock's just been on a beautiful uptrend, a very sharp uptrend. And all of a sudden, like a car, the little train that could, it's looking like the little train that couldn't. It's starting to top out, and it's starting to look very ominous, like it wants to roll over. Okay? The best example of a two that I can find, which is an uptrend, look at Travelers Insurance, TRB. There's an excellent example of an uptrend. Okay, now this begs the question, is it best to buy the stock that you're looking at in a while it's in a sideways trend? Is it best to buy it when it's in an uptrend? Is it best when it's buy it when it's in a topping out trend? Or is it best to buy it when it's in a downtrend? Well, let's talk about downtrend first. That's the worst place you can buy a stock. You ever heard the expression a falling knife? I have seen so many people. Oh, I think Research in Motion, RIM, would be an excellent example. People kept thinking this thing can't go any lower, even though it was in a horrible downtrend. And they bought it, and it went lower. And they said, well, if I liked it at 30, I really love it at 25. You ever hear that expression? Yeah, and they buy some more, even though it's in a horrible downtrend. The worst pattern that you can buy is a stock in a downtrend. Let me give you an example of a very popular stock right now that's in a downtrend. And for this reason, I'm avoiding the stock like the plague. Apple. AAPL is in a downtrend. Do not buy a stock in a downtrend. Number two, another part of this rule is, I do not believe in doubling down, in throwing good money after bad money. If you've made a mistake and your stock is in a downtrend, you have a tough decision to make. The worst decision you can make is to buy more. So buying a stock in a downtrend is not a smart thing to do. How about buying a stock like Disney right now, which has been going up for a long time, and now all of a sudden it's showing that topping out motion. They even kind of round out at the top, too. They start to round out. I call that rolling over. That's the worst place next to a downtrend that you can buy a stock. You've missed all of the upside run. You're now buying it at the top when it's beginning to roll over, and you have all of that distance down below, look out below. That's the best place to sell a stock, not to buy a stock, all right? Now, having said that, sometimes a stock like Disney will, even though it's topping out right now, it'll eventually pick up steam again and take off again, okay? Maybe, but the odds are against you. This is a very poor place to buy a stock. It's the worst place to buy a stock. It's the best place to sell a stock. Okay, now let's talk about a sideways trend. A sideways trend is not a great place to buy a stock. I've seen stocks in sideways trends for years that just go nowhere. You know where the best place to buy a stock is? A stock that's been in a sideways trend, and all of a sudden, what we call a breakout occurs. A breakout means all of a sudden it pops its head above the ground of that sideways trend. It looks around and says, I think it's a nice day to start a new uptrend. Yeah, we call that the beginning of a number two trend. Now, not every breakout follows through and continues on that big ride that you're looking for, but the worst place you can buy a stock is a number three pattern that's rolling over. The best time is a breakout. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to talk about support, resistance, trend lines. But we're going to keep it very, very simple. You're listening to Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
At just 21 years old, Roland knew he wanted to own a business. But when he opened a dry goods store in Haverhill, Massachusetts, it failed. Over the next 10 years, Roland opened three more stores and had three more failures. Despite these disappointments, however, he was learning and still trying. Moving to New York, he opened his fifth store. His fifth, and it took. Today, Roland's dry goods store is known as R.H. Macy and Company. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. And the lesson here is failure, of course we can all ace, if we study hard. Mr. Macy reminds us that while stores may close, school stays open in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Lucas and Joe hiked the entire Appalachian Trail. From Georgia to Maine, on foot, they covered 2,176 miles. Along the way, at various times, they saw another hiker enter and leave the trail. She didn't walk every mile, yet at the trail's end, she signed a book. Indignant, Joe reported the deceptive hiker to the park ranger. And the ranger said, "Joe, hike your own hike." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Once, when Jesus gave Peter some hard news, Peter looked at John and said, "What about him?" Jesus replied, in effect, "Never mind anyone else. Your job is to follow me." Joe's lesson, "Hike our own hike," echoes Peter's lesson in John 21, in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Oh, that's the best place to end it right there. On that note, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're talking about technical analysis this morning. You know, I put a heavy dose of technical analysis in my newsletter every week. I always have several charts, and I put in the trend lines, and I put in the arrows, and I say, here's the critical support levels. You can learn a lot from following my newsletter on a weekly basis. Go to my website, pwstreet.com, sign up for the newsletter. I'll send it out to you every week, and I put about 6 or 8 hours of work into it. Why not take advantage of it? If you ever use my services or not, what do you care? You're going to learn something from the newsletter. The newsletter is not there to sell you an annuity. The newsletter is not there to sell you a four-day seminar that costs $4,300. It's free. For heaven's sake, okay? And if you decide that, hey, maybe Gunderson can help me, manage my portfolio, so be it. You know where to find me. Okay, back to technical analysis. It's absolutely vital in my daily walk through the stock market. Absolutely vital. I look at hundreds of charts per day. You say, well, Gunderson, you have a grading system that grades stocks. Isn't it enough to just buy an A-rated stock? Without even why do you need to look at a chart? Oh, man, I'm telling you what. Why do you need to look at the weather before you go outside in the morning? Just go out. Trust whatever the weatherman says. No, you still have to do your own research. Like I say, you know, Mel Kiper, he tells the NFL scouts who the best prospects are at each position. But in the end, it's the NFL scouts and it's the general manager of the team that makes the final decision on which player to draft. You're the general manager of your team. If you are running your own portfolio, you're pulling the trigger, you're making the decisions, and I'm trying to help you, teach you how to make good decisions, okay? If a guy drafts the number 10 prospect, remember what was the year the Oakland Raiders drafted that big quarterback? I can't think of his name right now, but he was a major flop, never did anything. Are they going to go back to the NFL scout, Mel Kiper, and say, hey, you told us to draft this guy? I didn't tell you to draft that guy. You do your own damn homework. But anyways, technical analysis is very, very important. As we were going into the break, I talked about four very simple concepts. A stock is either in a number one sideways trend, and I mean at least for 3 months. What's the dominant pattern over the last 3 months, okay? Disney, the dominant pattern over the last few months is a topping out trend. That's what I would call that. It's very clear to me. Hewlett-Packard, it's very clear to me, is in a downtrend, which we call that a number four trend, down. A number one trend is a sideways trend. It's just going nowhere. A very good example of that. There's a lot of good examples. Look at Caterpillar. Let's use Caterpillar as an example. If you pull up a one-year chart of Caterpillar, CAT, just remember CAT. When you get a chance, pull up a one-year chart of CAT. You'll see early in the year, CAT was in a beautiful uptrend. Why? Because it appeared that the global economy was going to come back and start to accelerate. Caterpillar entered into a topping out trend in the spring of this year. That's a big, big warning sign. If you own a stock, and let's say you're up 42%, let's say you're up 90%, and all of a sudden that thing starts to top out, I'm just telling you, that's not good. That's very ominous. What's even worse is when it starts to roll over. And I see many times descending tops. That means each time it rallies, the top is a little bit lower than the other one. Boy, Caterpillar is a classic example of that. That stock should have been sold somewhere well above, let's call it $100 a share. And then Caterpillar entered into an ugly downtrend after that ominous warning. It's kind of like Hurricane Sandy approaching. They had an ominous warning that it was coming. A topping out trend is an ominous warning to get out of the way, to run for high ground, to take shelter in the stock that you own. Okay, then Caterpillar rolled over. Caterpillar went from 117 clear down to 78, which begs the question, who's managing your portfolio? Do you have a guy or a gal or somebody, computer, whatever, that's managing your portfolio that notices these trends, that notices these changes in trends? That looks out for ominous warnings, that takes action when things start to change, when trends start to change, you better get out of the way. I'm here to tell you. All right, then Caterpillar bottoms out finally, middle of summer, tries to rally, very weak rally. It entered into an uptrend for a while, but it has a lot of overhead resistance ahead of it. And now it's just in a sideways trend going nowhere. That's a perfect example of a stock that's been in all four trends this year. It's also a perfect example of a stock that's currently in a number one sideways trend. It's not a good idea. Okay, so now let's say, Caterpillar, you've zeroed in on this stock. This is the one you're interested in. All of a sudden, it's entered into Bill Gunderson's top 200, which it hasn't. I think it's around 900 or 1,000 right now. What you want now is for it to break out of that sideways trend that it's in. Buying a stock in a sideways trend, and here's another expression you've probably heard, you get paid to wait. Buy it in the sideways trend. Caterpillar pays a 2.5% dividend. You get paid to wait. I don't want to wait. I want to stay with stocks that are undervalued and performing now. I don't know when Caterpillar is going to pick up again. In my opinion, just using common sense, Caterpillar needs a spark. Caterpillar needs something happening in the global economy that gets it going in the right direction again. The global economy currently is not going in the right direction. It's decelerating. It's not accelerating. When the global economy starts to accelerate again, you'll see the stock of Caterpillar start to accelerate again. I personally don't see that anytime in the near future. So if you're sitting there holding Caterpillar, wondering if I should buy it or should I sell it, I'm just not a believer of owning stocks or buying stocks that are in sideways trends, okay? That's how I do it. Okay, now, how about a stock in an uptrend? Bill, would you buy a stock in an uptrend? It's a heck of a lot better than buying a stock in a downtrend. How about an uptrend that's been going on for a long, long time? How do we know it's not getting at or near the top? Well, you know what? There's several ways to answer that question. I heard along the way while I watched Apple go up 130%, I'm not buying it now. It's at or near the top. How do you know it's at or near the top? Okay, then it goes up another 10%. Well, I certainly can't buy it now. It's really near the top. How do you know? Then it goes up another 25%. You say, oh, well, now it's really extended. Now I'm going to short it. Well, that's like standing in front of a freight train and saying, I'm going to stop this freight train. You know what? Momentum's a big thing. You know, if you're a sports fan, you know what momentum's like. The Giants grabbed the momentum at the beginning of the World Series, and they never looked back. You see upsets in football. You see a team, Tampa Bay, the other day, grab the momentum against the Minnesota Vikings and never look back. It's not so bad buying a stock in an uptrend. But when you do buy a stock in an uptrend, you've got to recognize that eventually it's going to come to an end. Now you've got to be on the lookout for that stock topping out. You've got to be on the lookout for that stock starting to roll over. That's the ominous signs. You hope that you buy it in an uptrend, that it continues in the uptrend for a long, long time. And I've bought many, many stocks that have done that. But beware of those stocks when they start to top out and when they start to roll over and you start to see those descending tops. To me, that's a very ominous warning that you better have your finger on the trigger. You know, there's also a theory, why not sell a stock? Well, get out while the getting's good. You don't have to wait for it to top out and roll over. The only problem with that is you may sell it at 55, take a 25% profit, and it goes to 120. You may have missed the big one. So I'm not a real fan of buying a stock while it's in an uptrend and while it's still going good. I guess you could say I want to get every last bit of lemon, every bit of juice out of that lemon as I possibly can. I'm going to wait for it to start to show some ominous signs and give me a warning that it's time to move on. Now, one other very important thing. There is no defense for a company that overnight, you go to bed that night, you go home, the stock's in a beautiful uptrend, you got huge gains in it, and the next day they put out a profit warning. When we come back, I want to talk about the subject of using sell stops, of using trailing sell stops. Is it a smart thing to do? Will it protect you? How much protection will it give you? Or do they work against you? Can they be your worst friend, or are they your best friend? We'll talk a little bit about sell stops and my philosophy and my experience with sell stops over the years. This is fun stuff. We're talking about something very near and dear to my heart, technical analysis. Probably the funnest thing I do every day is the technical analysis on the stocks that I own. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Henry messed up. Under a tough deadline, he miscalculated the numbers and put too low a price on his proposal. Of course, the client jumped on it. And of course, Henry's company lost money. Ouch. Heading to the conference room, Henry braced himself. So what his boss did then was unexpected. He said, "Thanks for meeting a brutal deadline, Henry. You normally do good work and just got ahead of yourself. Learn a lesson and we'll get the next one." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Proverbs reminds us that it's to a person's glory to overlook an offense. The best way to help an employee rise from a foul-up may be to offer a hand-up in the high calling of our daily work.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You can get my newsletter every week by going to my website, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me, 855-611-BEST. Today we're using the closure in the markets to teach us a very important lesson. In fact, if you miss any of this, we'll post it up on the website in the radio archives or on the Good Stock, Bad Stock, and we'll call it Lessons, and you can listen to it at your leisure. You can look at some of these charts that I'm talking about and see exactly what I mean by what's a sideways trend, what's an uptrend, what's a topping out ominous trend, and what's a downtrend. No, it's not a good idea to buy a stock in a downtrend. No, it's not a good idea to buy a stock that's rolling over, that's topping out. Yeah, it's okay to buy a stock in an uptrend, but you need to have a sell discipline. You need to know to admit when you're wrong and back out. It's also the best place to buy a stock is out of a sideways trend and all of a sudden it breaks out. I look for breakouts all the time. It breaks out into an uptrend, all right? But buying a stock in a sideways trend, really not that smart because, you know, it's going nowhere. It's just lifeless in the water right now. Okay, I want to talk about the subject of sell stops. I don't use sell stops, and here's why. I have found too many times, you know, stocks are volatile. A 6, 7, 8% move in a stock, especially when you're buying a $112 stock that's a technology stock or a medical instrument stock, that's not that unusual to have that kind of volatility. You're going to get stopped out of a lot of really good stocks along the way, and you're going to really be sore at yourself that you did. Now, you could say, well, it's an insurance policy, Bill. I can't lose more than 8%. That's not right thinking. Because you buy a stock, you put in a sell stop for 8%, it hits your 8%. Yeah, you're right. You lost 8%. The problem is you turn around, you buy another stock, and you lose 8% again. Now you're down 16%. You turn around and buy another stock, you get stopped out again. Now you're down 20%. So don't tell me you're limiting your loss to 8%. Yeah, maybe on that one stock, but they can compound. Here's another problem. You put in your 8% sell stop. You wake up the next day and the stock's down 30%, gap down, because of bad news. Well, you know what? You know where you're going to get filled? You're going to get filled at a 25% loss because it gapped right through your sell stop. Now another guy will say, well, I buy protective puts on my stocks to ensure that I get out where my sell stop is. Well, you know, protective puts are expensive. They don't come cheap. Life insurance isn't cheap. You can load up on life insurance, and, you know, you can be wrong for many, many years, right? And the premiums pile up, and it cuts into your gains. Now, you know what? Having said that, you know, some people just believe in having an insurance policy, but it's expensive, okay? You need to know that it's expensive. So anyways, I don't use sell stops. I use visual. I look at my stocks visually every day, and I make a simple decision. Am I going to keep this stock? You know, I bought it because it's highly rated. It's still highly rated. It's still in an uptrend. If that's the case, I'm going to say, no change today. Or you say, you know what? I don't like the way this thing's behaving. I don't like the way this thing's rolling over. I don't think like the way this thing's breaking its trend line, which I wish I could get into the trend lines. I show trend lines every week in my newsletter, and I put an arrow. Here's the important part of this trend line. If this trend line is violated below this trend line at some point here, this would not be good. This would be a warning sign that it may be time to take action. So anyways, I hope all of this helped you. There's only so much I could do. I teach four-hour workshops on technical analysis, but we're going to continue this discussion in coming days and coming weeks. We're going to take what we learned today, what I said today, and we're going to put it up on the website under Lessons, Good Stock, Bad Stock, the radio archive, somewhere where you can find it, and you'll be able to listen to it at your leisure and start implementing it and using it. Pretty soon you won't need me. You'll just say, I don't need that guy anymore. All right, someone you do need. I don't know. Is the bond market? I have no idea. I mean, we're sitting here lifeless in the stock market with everything closed. What's going on in the bond market today, Craig?
We're closed.
You're closed, completely closed.
Absolutely, as well as the MBS market. You know, there is some activity out of Europe. It looks like yields are lower because they had a successful auction. Their third quarter GDP came in a little bit better than expected, and it looks like the bad bank will have a big capacity of 90 billion euros.
Wow.
With an immediate transfer of 45 billion. So, you know, yields are better there. When the market opens here tomorrow, potentially stocks will actually turn up because of the better-than-anticipated Case-Shiller report that was out earlier this morning.
Yeah, I see that the futures are actually up, but, you know, it's a long ways between now and the opening of the market tomorrow, if it opens, and I think they will open it some way, somehow, because more than, you know, there's people that need to get money out, right?
Absolutely.
I've got a client right now that needs money out of her account, but I can't sell anything to raise that money because the market is closed. So they try not to keep financial markets down for very long. People need access to their money. And, of course, the bond market, too. I mean, it needs to open up. I think we'll be back in business tomorrow. But, boy, it's going to be a long time, Craig. I think we take a 1% hit to GDP on just the massive outage that we've seen on that East Coast.
I think you're right, Bill. And I hope she's not taking her money out to buy that silver Chrysler 300C or that gold Honda Accord or that minivan that's in the sewer in New York. You know what's going to happen? Those cars are going to end up in Texas. They're going to be sold in Texas to dealers across the U.S. So you want to be careful.
Yeah.
Buying a car in the coming months.
Don't buy an import from New York City.
Or
Jersey. Yeah, salt water. There is nothing more destructive than salt water. Being a guy that has a little old fishing boat, I know what salt water can do. Oh, it's a constant battle. Okay, where do we get in touch with Craig Brock?
Toll free, 855-900-3279. I'll show you a better way to acquire real estate and hold on to your cash.
All right, 9pwstreet.com. Go to the website, get my newsletter coming into your mailbox every week. It can't hurt, can it? We'll see you tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.